Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, John, Lance, and Dell. And every week we bring in the head coach. You know the station, Lance? Do you know who's the station for your Aggies right here in Houston? Do you have any idea?
Is it Sports Map?
ESPN. No, not Sports Map. 94.1. Although, is that simulcast on there? It is simulcast on there, so you're close. Actually, you're not incorrect, Lance. But the flagship is right here, ESPN 97.5 FM. We are efforting Jimbo right now, as a matter of fact, and we will get him hopefully any second now. We're giving him a call. You know, Coach is busy. You know, getting ready for another big week of college football. This is a tough week because you come off of that game, right? And then you got, you know, a lesser opponent. And then you've got Alabama waiting in the wings. So this is one of those games. This is one of those dangerous weeks for a college football coach. And Jimbo Fisher is joining us here on ESPN 97.5. Coach, welcome in. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
Doing great, man. Hey, I know there's no moral victories, but man, that was a hell of an outing for your football team. You guys played some great football against a team that is a playoff contender every single year. Your thoughts on the way your team played on Saturday night?
Well, I mean, from a competition standpoint, physicality standpoint, having grit and focus and all those things, a lot of intangibles in what you have to do to compete, I was proud. I'm disappointed in that our execution in some critical moments we unfortunately missed the field goal. Daniel Gooden missed him, but getting one blocked is inexcusable and having two turnovers in the red zone. And you know, those things, we can't give up a few big plays on defense when we actually had double coverage and the guy just slipped or, you know, just got to finish making plays. But, you know, the things are there, and hopefully that, you know, you do see that these kids can do the right things, and we have to now go out there and execute. And it's a great opportunity this week to go out and clean up some things as far as our execution and play our tails off and play a great team in UL Monroe who's undefeated and play hard. And I know everybody says, you know, we got Alabama, as I said, shouldn't be no, there ain't no such thing as in-between games. It'll be a game that we see, hopefully, the hunger that, and we have enough hunger to see that what we can be if we do things right, and hopefully the leadership of the team will see that, and we'll clean those things up no matter who we play this week.
That's something, you know, the Aggies I've talked to, and then just my own personal observations, one of the things that's been missing from that team has been grit. You just talked about grit. Yeah. You invoked that. How do you instill grit? Where does that come from? I mean, it's got to come from within as much as it can, but it's your job to instill that within the program. How do you instill that?
Well, I think in the culture of what you do from standpoint, first of all, your off-season program. It doesn't start now. I mean, us committee's done a tremendous job in our weight room, our fourth quarter drills, our summer conditioning drills, our workouts, and how we practice. And getting after each other in practice and having the physicality about it, liking it, and understanding that we practice hard. We practice physical. I mean, and learning to like that, learning to accept it, and learning to train your body and your mind that that's what it is. And you know, it's just got to be an everyday thing. It's got to be the way you live. You can't say you're tough. You got to live tough. You got to practice tough. You got to think tough. You got to think. And then when I say tough, I'm talking about competitive and all the other things that go with it. And there's no excuse than ever to have any of them. And it all periods of time, because when you play, in my opinion, you revert to your training. And like I say, I'm happy about that part of it, which we got out. What I'm not happy about is we've got to revert to our execution a little bit better. And that goes with coaching. I'm not blaming players. And that means we got to coach them a little bit better in those situations, put them in a little better situations and so they can execute.
Jimbo Fisher, on your home for the Aggies here in Houston, ESPN 97.5. You know, Coach, I know the rushing yards came tough, but I thought against that defensive line, which is the best in college football, your offensive line acquitted itself very well, especially in pass pro.
Mm-hmm. We did, and we ran the ball well early. Now, I was disappointed we had two short yardages that we missed. One, I actually had a guy slip in the weather, but, you know, it's not an excuse. And the other one was not a physical mistake. It was we took a step and stepped on a guy's foot, and then both on short yardage, which can't happen. But at the same time, I thought they played physical. I thought they got after it, pass pro. And we knew once we started hitting some big plays and started getting some momentum, we thought we had that way, and that's why we went with the game. But our offensive line, I was proud of. They battled. I mean, listen, Clemson won their battles too up there. I mean, they got a great defensive line. But also in that game, I was very proud of our defensive line because they couldn't run the football on us either. And so I think up front we're learning to compete better and getting better on both sides of the ball up front.
Yeah, that front seven did a good job. You know, you really hung in. That's been where Clemson's beaten teams in the past and where it's hardest to defeat them right now. It's in the trenches on both sides of the football, and you guys did a good job there. So now I want to ask you about your design for Kellen Mond, because I think a lot of people came into this just saying, well, Jimbo coaches this, and it's pro style, and it's this, and this is what his Florida State quarterbacks look like. But when you named Kellen Mond quarterback, you know, my first thought was, well, we're going to see something a little different here, because his skill set is what his skill set is. Can you talk about designing an offense to a quarterback's strengths as opposed to trying to fit that quarterback into what you've historically done?
I have. And listen, there's a certain level that Mond is a pro. I mean, on your third down passes and certain things, you've got to be able to sit in the pocket and make decisions, and which I thought he did an outstanding job in the game of. But there's a time that he does have a skill set on your zone read stuff, and you mix in a little quarterback run. And what you can do and create balance on both sides and create the numbers, it also helps your offensive linemen, because when your quarterback runs, the angles they get are much, much better because you're extending a man. And they can block back on people, which helps them in different ways. But Kellen has a very good skill set, and we have to balance both of those to be able to use his legs, use his mind, and also, you know, he'll make decisions from the pocket. But, you know, if you really go back and remember a lot of things, you know, Christian Ponder, we did a lot of these things with. E.J. Manuel, we did a lot of these things with. There's been times, and I had Matt Mock when I was at LSU, who won a national championship. We ran a lot of quarterback run and mixed different things in the game plan to do that. So, you know, we will make sure each guy that knows does what he can specifically do and feature him as best we can.
Jimbo Fisher here on ESPN 97.5. You know, we've been watching Atara Alaka for years now, Coach, and he was all over the field.
Yes.
Has he stepped up? Who do you count on that defense? Who do you look at as that leader?
Well, he does. He up front, you know, he does a great job. Dotson's done a great job. And what they're learning to do at linebacker right now with them is, as I say, taking the air out of the play. They're learning to trigger their downhill reads, and as that D-line plays so well, they're learning to take that space out, even if they're not making tackles, to build that wall and create the gaps and doing that. They're triggering much better. I think Donovan Wilson's doing a great job at safety, too. He's been a great special teams guy making plays, number six. He's really played his tail off as far as the physicality, because you got to build those safeties into that front seven and how they fit and how they tackle. I think he's doing a great job. Tuck is going to be a good player. They all continue to grow in what Mike's trying to do. He does a great job, and we've got to keep doing that, because the games we play, you got to take the air out of the plays, because you got too many skilled guys in this league that once they get air, it becomes dangerous.
It's a real shame that Kendrick Rogers didn't play better with the seven for 120. Did you see that coming? I mean, 7 for 120, 2 touchdowns. The catches he made, very impressive. Cam Buckley, Osborne. I mean, you had guys without a lot of, you know, quote-unquote experience and production step up and have games like they were three-year starters.
They were, and Courtney Davis did too. Unfortunately, you know, he had the tough break by trying to extend the ball and wanting to, you know, score a touchdown, but yeah. He made a great touchdown catch. He made a lot of big catches. He himself, the only thing, Rashad Paul as a punt returner and playing out there at receiver. But 13-1, and Buck, those guys have been playing like that in practice. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's still a lot we got to clean up. We've got to clean up the details in our passing game, the fine trigger routes and the angles which were coming out of cuts, and understanding what we're going against man zone, how we set in each hole, and we're getting better at that. But those guys have made plays. And, you know, we've worked with 13 a lot in the red zone, working him across. Like everybody said, the first throw that Kellen made, actually, as they recover, but he throws it. We work with 13 across that back end line. We get it. No one gets it. We're using his size across the back of it and going up. And he's been making a lot of plays in practice, and Courtney has. And, you know, of course, Oz is playing. When you really break down our film, those other guys, Oz has been, you talk about a complete football player and blocking and angles and just so many different things he does. Those guys, I'm very proud of them. They're making development, and they can be difference makers. They really can, because they have size, they have physicality.
You know, as a coach, you just never know in a big situation like that how the team is going to respond, how they are going to come out, how they will compete. Overall, and that's the first real test that you've had, that this team has had. Overall, it's got to be pretty pleasing for you.
It is. From a competition standpoint, it is. It definitely is. What I've got to get to this week, and I've challenged them about. I mean, that's great that we gave every effort, and I know people are happy, but I'm not happy at all, because I thought we should have won the football game. and we should have played a hair better in those critical moments. Now, and I think they see that. Now what they have to do is continue to see that and make sure they create habits in practice and that they don't have that feeling anymore in the locker room, that I let one get away and I shouldn't let one get away. And that's the next step in which we got to take, because I think it's great to play well. I don't care. I don't like losing. I don't think they do either.
You know, just as an aside, I thought your defense was schemed up exceptionally well. Just really a lot of things keep Clemson off balance. I want to ask you about an X's and O's, something that happened at the end of the game, the two-point play. A lot of times you like to save up special plays for where you got to have it. And it looked like you ran, I don't know, a little rub route down there. I'm trying to remember.
It wasn't a complete rub route. It was actually a quarterback run. We actually missed a block on the end.
Oh, that was a run play?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Do you have?
We had a pass option outside on a quick rub route in which if they went man to pick it off. Otherwise, it was a quarterback. If you'll go back and look at it,
okay.
Both backers got flipped. We knocked both backers completely down, hooked the three technique. We just missed the end. If we don't, we walk in.
So it was that simple.
It was designed if they brought edge pressure, which could box us in off release. The play, which Kellen runs very well. If you'll look, we had two rub routes. And actually, our outside receiver is supposed to stay wide. He went inside on a release, which he wasn't supposed to do. It's something we worked big time. But unfortunately, it happened. But if you'll look at it, if we make the block on the end, we walk in the end zone. It was, if you go back and look, we cut the backside backer, and it's designed where it comes out real quick as an RPO. If you'll go back and look at the play, and we just whiff the end. We whiff the end, and or otherwise we walk in the end zone.
That makes it even more painful hearing that. Then since you answered that one, I want to say it won't come up on this show probably. It didn't yesterday. But your punter, holy crap.
Braden, our kicking game is good. I mean, and what I mean by that, Rashad's becoming a lot better in the punt. His decision making and punt returns was great. Even fair catching on the 7, people say, why you do that? Well, the way these guys deaden the ball with that Australian kick, that ball could have been on the 2. And, we had a bunch of 10 and 12, 14 yard punt returns, which is huge, man. That changes field position. Little things like that. Our punter, man, I mean, he can hit the ball. When he relaxes, he's our kickoff guy. Our kickoffs were outstanding, and the times they did return, they averaged 16 yards of return. The one they brought out, we tackled it to 16. We leveraged field position. We won. That's what's frustrating. We won the field position battle special team. Unfortunately, Daniel missed a short field goal, which is very rare for him. He never does that. And then, unfortunately, we had one block. We're stepping back too far, giving leverage. Didn't have our toes pointed out, which opens up your hip, which give up penetration. Didn't have our toes square the line of scrimmage on one little play. And that's the difference in a football game. Like I tell them, when you play great people, when we play Alabama, Auburn, Tennessee, I mean, whoever we play in this league, all the teams we play, the games are all going to be like that. We can't give up those little inches to make a difference.
That's amazing. Just your foot out instead of squared up, and that makes a difference in a football game.
Yes. I mean, just the toe, because the toe controls the hip. You have lack of power, and you get penetration in the seam, and all of a sudden you're able to get through.
Wow, unbelievable. Well, that's the attention to detail that makes winners, Coach, and we know you're going to win a lot of football games. That was great. That was a lot of fun. I'm sure the atmosphere, how'd you like that atmosphere in Kyle Field?
Those fans were, stay in the whole game, stay in the rain, do the things they had to do. It's an unbelievable fan base, and like I say, we're going to figure a way to make those plays, those couple inches. They keep cheering like that. We're going to figure it out, and we're going to get on top.
But Dabo mentioned it after the game when he was interviewed. Dabo was like, he said, man, this atmosphere right here. And I was at Clemson FSU, as a matter of fact, 2 years ago. I was there in the press box. And it was a really good atmosphere, but, man.
It ain't.
That College Station atmosphere with that many people as loud as they are and the type of game it was, I was like, hey, it was a good atmosphere. I'm not saying it wasn't at Florida State. But this was a little something different.
Yeah.
Well, I do believe this. I mean, I guess that's why I think this place can be really something special. If we can continue to ingrain and get a culture in our play, I love our players. I'm just challenging them. It's just the steps you got to go through. And unfortunately, they hurt when you let one get away like that. And you don't ever want to say, that's one thing as a coach or a player, that I let one get away. That's the things you don't want to do. And you got to learn to expect to make those plays and do those plays. But you create the atmosphere, the environment, the resources, the things that Texas A&M. We got to get over that hump. We got to get going, and I think our players see that too because they want to play well for the fans. And again, our players are working their tails off. We've got to clean a couple things up.
We'll let you get to work, Jimbo Fisher, right here every week on ESPN 97.5. Your home for the Aggies, Coach. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
All right, there he is, the head coach of your Aggies.